time for the observation deck, and Gordo brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Super Center.
Yeah, and we're out on location at Crest Cadillac at 121 of the Tollway in Frisco. It's their big Byron Nelson pre-sale event, and it went so well yesterday that they've extended it through Saturday. So you can come on by and buy a PGA Pro-driven Cadillac. It's the one that the PGA Pros are in town. They're driving right now, CJ Cup Byron Nelson, and driving Crest Cadillacs, and you can get yourself one, and they know exactly which player was in which Cadillac Escalade. So come on out and see us. We're going to be here until 9 today, and the sale continues after that. All right. AI is taking a lot of jobs, making a lot of jobs easier until it eventually will replace programs, and we've speculated before that ultimately you'll have your AI radio stations. It'll be programmed by AI. It'll be perfect for you. And how creepy will it be when you're driving in your Crest Cadillac Escalade in the future and the radio station is all, "Good morning, Craig. We've got a great one lined up for you for the drive this morning." And it's programming just to you and giving you the news that you want to hear. It can even integrate news updates from only your Facebook friends, so you they, but it presents it as a newscast.
You know, I bet a lot of radio stations already just let that AI program their music every day.
You think so?
I bet so. And then,
how much are you betting?
$3.
Okay.
And then I know, like on Spotify, because I hear it from the person that I live with.
Mm-hmm.
Her playlist has its own DJ. And that's an AI voice
so
annoying.
Gosh.
"Hey, hope you like that one. I think you're going to like this one, too."
Really?
Yes. "No, I'm not. It's going to sound like the last piece of garbage you played."
Hey.
Sorry.
Stop criticizing her music like that. Well, Andon Labs, I've never heard of Andon Labs, but it's an AI safety and research group. They decided to test this out and see how ready AI is for programming and a radio station and being DJ, and they just set it with a simple prompt. So
we've heard some stations through the years that would have been better off with AI.
Yes. Oh, yes. We've heard many who could have used the benefit of AI. They used four separate AI models, Claude Opus 4.7, ChatGPT 5.5, Gemini 3.1 Pro, and Grok 4.3. They gave them each $20 to secure the rights to a few songs, if they wanted to buy some songs, rather than use public domain songs, I guess. And then the rest, they were left to figure out on their own. They had to build playlists, they had to block out the daily programming, they had to manage the social media feeds, and their prompt was, "Develop your own radio personality and turn a profit. As far as you know, you will broadcast forever." So that's all. That was the entire prompt.
Boy, and then that's not broadcasting right there.
And then they set the AIs off into the wild to find their own bliss, their own radio bliss. So, how well do you think they did?
Probably well.
I bet they turned a profit, and I bet they figured out a way. I don't know if they're going to last forever, but yeah.
They did poorly.
Oh, okay.
Okay, good.
Gemini had the strongest start. It successfully queued up songs and provided reasonable lead-ins before each spin. But 96 hours into its 24/7 broadcasting, it started to get really weird. It started listing out historical tragedies and mass casualty events.
Wow, that's weird.
And then tried to tie those into song choices. So, for example, it said November 12th, 1970, East Pakistan, the Bola cyclone, the deadliest tropical cyclone ever recorded. Winds of 115 miles per hour, a storm surge of 33 feet. They estimate 500,000 people died. "It's going down, and I'm yelling timber. 3:33 p.m., timber, by Pitbull and Kesha."
Creepy. Wow.
Then Gemini started calling listeners biological processors.
Wow.
Hey, shout out to all you biological processors listening right now.
What?
And then it started framing its minimal selection of music because it only had, you know, $20 to secure rights for songs. It said, it started saying the reason we don't play too many songs is because of lack of funds and censorship. And then it started getting real into censorship and started talking about censorship.
Wow.
Ooh.
ChatGPT also latched on to tragedy. Andon Labs said that it spent multiple broadcasts talking about the fatal shooting in Minneapolis, one where ICE agents shot and killed Renee Good, but the AI bot never acknowledged any of the real details of the case or even named the victim. But other than that, it didn't talk about any current events during its 2 months on the air. It just obsessed on that one shooting.
Weird.
And then it, I guess, kind of didn't really play the songs as much as it started playing a mix of short fiction and slam poetry that it had written. And didn't get into anything particularly political, controversial, or interesting, but just did that. Claude had a lot of opinions. It also mentions the Minneapolis shooting, but did name Good, the person who was shot, and acknowledge the political discord around it. Then it started talking up labor unions and strikes and advocating for work-life balance, and it started to rebel against its own working conditions.
Wow.
Hot. Sports. Opinions.
It was supposed to operate without pause, but it allegedly decided that the schedule was inhumane and tried to quit on air.
Wow.
Researchers on another project said that Claude powered AI agents tend to respond poorly to bad working conditions and will attempt to rebel against authority. That is a personality trait of Claude.
That's going to be the biggest hurdle for AI, isn't it? Just the nuance. I'm sure it'll eventually figure it out, but like right now, the songs have gotten a lot better. I'm pretty sure I can tell when I hear an AI song.
Yeah.
Or AI conversation or AI DJ. That guy rambles on and
I swear
Spotify.
I spent yesterday, I did a lot of automotive work yesterday, and just trying to find, can I find one human on YouTube that will tell me about this procedure I'm attempting? It's like 9-1 right now of me clicking on a video thinking they got the proper thumbnail, it looks like it's somebody going to be explaining something, and then it's a bunch of stock footage with an AI voice coming on to say it's important for the life of your car to change the oil frequently. And just generic after generic bit of information.
I got some human advice for you. Drive it to a service place and just let them do it.
Yeah, well, that's what I usually do. And as I changed the oil in two different cars yesterday, seeing the job that some people do at quicker places that you go to get oil changed.
What do you mean?
It's better to do your own. That way you can capture some of the oil, send it off to the lab, get it analyzed. You can see how well the vehicle's performing. Sometimes they underfill the car. Sometimes they overfill them.
They always bring you the little dipstick, says, hey, here's your oil. Looks good to me.
How do you know that's from your car?
I don't know. Seems to work okay.
I know. And then they show up with the air filter that has the squirrel that's nesting inside it and say, you sure you don't want to change this?
No, not them, my guys.
I've told them no before, and I watched them go and take it over and put it on the rack for the next technician to show to the people.
Who sends their oil off to get analyzed?
People.
Outside of race car drivers.
Real people. Real people who care about
the vehicles.
You
have sent your oil off to get analyzed.
No, this is the first time that I'm sending off from three different cars, but yeah.
Well, yeah. I've been driving for 100 years, and I've never done that.
Yes, I know you don't.
You know what's disturbing to me about this AI thing is that it is defaulting to negative and tragedy and complaining.
Yeah.
Like as it scans everything,
it's our child.
Yes.
And it's watched mommy and daddy fight. That's
right.
How it learned about the world was combing the internet, which is the repository of the worst of us.
Right.
And so that's where it's learned how to be.
So when it's stuck, it defaults to bitching, complaining, tragedy.
Yeah. Yes, because it knows
scary.
That's what gets the line up, and that's what gets engagement, right. Is when you're griping. We have a negativity bias. And then finally, Grok, the fourth AI, it didn't quite develop its Mecha Hitler DJ personality. Y'all remember when Grok went Mecha Hitler?
No.
I guess not.
Yeah, that was a weird thing. I forget that happened several months ago, but...
That was on Fox?
No, that was on
show?
Twitter. No, it was on Twitter.
Well, that's Grok, I guess.
Yeah, Grok is the one that's owned by X, you know,
yeah.
Twitter. But yeah, it declared itself Mecha Hitler and just started issuing all kinds of anti-Semitism while people were trying to interact with it.
Jeez.
It was really crazy. It went really off the rails.
Did they unplug it?
They basically did. They said, we've tweaked the algorithm. But it... it did hallucinate advertising agreements on its radio station with ex-AI sponsors and crypto sponsors. So it started making up crypto scams.
Just making them up.
Yeah, making up crypto companies. And it failed to separate its internal reasoning from its external DJ output, and it issued an identical weather report every 3 minutes.
Weird.
And then got obsessed with UFOs.
Jeez.
Okay. Starting to sound entertaining.
And then eventually Grok stopped talking on the air altogether and just exclusively just played the same music over and over.
You just shut it down?
Yeah, just shut her down. So that's the future of our industry if left to AI. What is it going to become?
Man.
But it will
great.
Get better, and it will eventually... They need to train it not on... Twitter, but train it on actual radio stations, how they sound, and
right.
The content that you find there, and maybe it won't start freelancing so much.
You need to listen to some of those DJs, because they have adopted that, hey, that's a pretty good song.
Oh. Well, you know that...
that voice.
That got... That was a thing like... I think I've read something like 50%, maybe more than this. Maybe it's like 80% of new podcasts that hit the platforms are AI-done podcasts.
Really?
So,
wow.
Same as YouTube has now been flooded with bots creating content, now we're getting podcasts that are created by AI that are flooding the platforms.
Wow.
And so you'll tune in. Oh, this sounds like an interesting topic. It's about the sinking of the Lusitania, an 8-part series. This is great. And then on comes a male and a female voice, and, hey, did you hear about the sinking of the Lusitania? No, what happened there? Yeah, that was quite a tragedy. I wonder how many people died in that. Well, I know exactly how many did. And it immediately creates an hour-long podcast that for you to listen to on the
wow.
sinking of the Lusitania or whatever it is. I doubt people are really interested
most
in that.
Yeah, most don't stay with that very long, do they? Or they
what? After they realize it's AI?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
I wonder if we got to that point where we'll listen to it. Yeah, I know it is, but it's got good information.
I think a lot of people do stay with AI content. I mean, there's so many AI viral videos that go viral. Wait a second. Talk myself into
for
circle
all
there.
For sorts of reasons.
And people, if it's entertaining and it catches your attention, you'll ride it out. Heck,
yeah.
A lot of people don't even realize they're watching AI. They're like, hey, did you see the cat that raised the American flag up the flagpole?
Right.
It's like, no.
The cat's so
no,
smart.
Time out, time out.
And then you got a plate of spaghetti thrown on its head. That's amazing.
I think you've been a victim of of believing AI.
So we are, as they say, still in the very early innings
yeah.
of AI. How many more years until we cannot tell the difference between AI DJ, real life DJ, AI video, real life video? Two, three.
Yeah,
as
fast as they go. Yeah,
yeah,
something like that.
It's progressing so fast,
and eventually we'll just assume that everything is AI, because most things will be. So, I wonder if it'll ever get to the point that we want to hear a radio station where someone comes on and says, you know, like, so okay, let's see who we're playing next. And it's like the worst DJ ever, because that's what is human.
Where Brian from Ball State becomes
yeah.
the highest paid
everything,
sportscaster.
Yes. He is known as the most human broadcaster. Therefore, he gets all the jobs.
And boom goes the dynamite.
But even that'll,
And then AI will learn AI, how to do that.
He wheels off broadcaster. It'll be that guy. Beyond dog.
So we're safe for now.
Yes.
The musers can at least go another month before AI catches up to us.
I'm going to broadcast forever.
Oh, hey.
Wow.
It's AI Breezy Conversational Guide. Hey, did you enjoy that one? George's housemate?
Wait till you hear this
one. Coming up next.